Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
Sure you didn't, Bill.
Wow.
Sure you didn't. Hey, I'm not judging, but sure you didn't.
I tried it too, and sure?
Sure you didn't.
I didn't exhale.
You didn't? You kept it all in, baby,
since
right?
The 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what we're talking about this hour. Obviously, you know what happened in Canada. It is now legal. As of today, October 17th, 2018, adults in Canada can pick up dried cannabis leaves, oiled, pre-rolled joints from government-licensed retailers and grow their own indoor plants.
Yeah, and you mentioned this. Very specific retailers. It's not being sold where you can buy alcohol or tobacco. And no, you can't travel into or out of Canada with weed.
Sorry, Grandma. Can't get that glaucoma stuff.
In Canada. Should it be legal? It's legal for recreational use now in 9 states and the District of Columbia. Not sure if any of our senators or congresspeople.
When they're there, imbibe. If they imbibe. Oh, I
don't Have know. They relaxed regulations on snack foods? That would be one way to know.
That they're all getting high when they're in session?
Yeah, I don't think man.
So. What do you think about this? Do you think it should be legal, A, in Minnesota, and B, in the United States?
I struggle with it a little bit. I worry about it getting into the hands of younger people. But I think it's inevitable with the success that some of these states are having now and the dollars. I mean, follow the money. I hate to break this down to an economic thing.
But it is.
Well, it's one of many things to consider. But yes, I think it should be legal for adults. And at a state level and a federal level, they should regulate it heavily. They should tax the you-know-what out of it. And the money that we raise from selling legal cannabis should go for seniors, veterans.
Roads, education.
The safety net. I mean, the numbers are pretty stunning in terms of some of the predictions
we
for
are
how
taking,
much money.
Hold on, Paul. We are taking calls, by the way. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226, or 81807. The question is, should we legalize it now here in Minnesota, here in the States?
The Tax Foundation, and you can Google this yourself, the Tax Foundation. Colorado anticipates $70 million in marijuana tax collections per year. And now it's up to $140 million. In Washington state, slow start, sales are now averaging $2 million a day, revenue possibly reaching $270 million per year.
$2 million a day?
$2 million a day. If all the states Jordana legalized and taxed marijuana, states would collectively expect to raise between $5 billion and $18 billion every year. You know, It's certainly, I mean, any drug comes with side effects and concerns. And people say, well, how does it compare to alcohol? The CDC reports that nearly 88,000 alcohol-related deaths will occur every year. Binge drinking accounts for half those deaths. The number of deaths caused by marijuana is almost zero. You would have to smoke between 238 and 1,113 joints a day to overdose on marijuana.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know who did that research, but I know, right? Bet you that's, they're pretty messed
sounds
up.
Like, I don't know that much about it, but it sounds like a lot of joints. 651-989-9226 is our number. Keep your stats right there, Paul. Alan is in Montrose. Alan, legalize or not?
No. And, Paul, I am a product of the 70s also, and grew up in the neighboring county from you in York County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
The White Rose City.
And where did you go to high school, Paul?
I went to Manheim Township and East Hempfield in Lancaster.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I'm a product of York Suburban. No, I don't think it should be legalized. And my reason is, yeah, I did do it. I've just seen too many of my friends who, after high school, never stopped. And very few of them live past 45 or 50. And I just think marijuana led to other things.
Okay. And that's, you know, we've heard that argument. That's an interesting one, Alan, or, you know, that it leads to other things, that it is a gateway drug. We have some stats on that. But let's Mike in Woodbury. I think he is the same mind of Alan. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I don't. I saw a friend of mine recently who maybe due to pain issues, whatever, mm-hmm. began to use medical marijuana, and it changed him. He would get high multiple times per day, and it changed who he was. He lost his job because of it. He became very lethargic, very lazy, if you will. So I don't agree with it. You know, if you want to use it once or twice a month, maybe, but if I'm concerned that once it's available, readily available, that people will smoke it often, and it changes people. I've seen it firsthand.
We'll become a nation of stoners.
Yeah, that's what Mike is saying.
You know, and I hear from both sides. One of our listeners texted in, I'm a lifelong pot smoker, non-drinker, successful small business owner, 2 children, both college grads, 33 years marriage. I know no one who curtails use because it's illegal, very easy to get, but would like to be out of the shadows and not break the law, but will until legal. We all know it's going to be legal. Speed it up.
As per what Mike was saying, or may possibly Alan, about it being a gateway drug, according to a study in the Drug and Alcohol Dependence Study, found marijuana use was less strongly associated with other illicit drug use in the Netherlands, where marijuana can legally be purchased in coffee shops. So they're saying, you know, if you use marijuana in the Netherlands, they're not using the other harder drugs. I guess they're just sticking to that. So that's just some research on the gateway theory.
And there is some evidence, Jordana, that people who have a genetic predisposition to addiction are more likely to become addicted to marijuana and move on to harder drugs.
But also they're more likely to be alcoholics, right? Or they're more likely to be addicted to opioids. Those are
some sort of substance abuse.
For sure. Mark's in Bloomington. Mark, thanks for chiming in here.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm a 58-year-old Bloomington Jefferson graduate, and you know, there's a reason why they call it dope. I just have so many bad experiences with judgment calls, and the marijuana that we smoked back in the 70s was nothing like it is now.
That's what I hear.
It was skunk weed, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And I would not trust a lot of people behind the wheel with the strength of marijuana that is now. And then the other thing is adolescence. You know, the studies have shown their brains are not fully functional or not fully developed until they're, you know, in their 20s. And marijuana use, you know, talk about stunting your future. I mean, I just totally think it's a bad move, but I see it. Like you said, 9 states. I think it's a wave that's not going to stop, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Mark, we appreciate
Thank
the call.
Mark.
I'm glad you got in.
And Mark is right. Adolescents who smoke marijuana may be at greater risk for problems with memory and learning later in life.
Oh, for sure.
The studies remain inconclusive, though, Jordana, about how much marijuana causes impairment of learning and memory. And yeah, I mean, and we should be, can we measure for THC if you get pulled over on the highway?
I don't have the answer to that, and I don't think
Why
you can
don't you
yet
have
because
that
it
answer?
Stays in your system for a few days, and I don't know that they have a measure that can measure how much is in right now. But talking about adolescents, I don't think anybody is advocating for kids smoking pot.
No.
And
no,
it would
no,
be,
no, no.
What is this? In
Canada, it's
Canada,
18
it's
or 18. Older, yes.
But here, if something like that were to happen, I think most people would be on board with it being like the drinking age, which is 21. Nobody is in Well, okay, I'm not going to say nobody. I can't speak for all people, but as a person who would like to see marijuana legalized here in the United States, I would never advocate for the use among children ever.
No.
And it's not to say that they're not going to get it. Just the same way they get alcohol, the same way they get drugs. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but that would never. Nobody would ever want that.
And nobody's advocating driving.
Absolutely.
While impaired.
Absolutely.
With any substance, alcohol.
Absolutely.
Or pot. Interesting stat, Jor. Being high increases the odds of being in a car accident by 83%.
For sure.
When alcohol is involved, the odds of being in a car accident increase by 2,200%.
So there's that. Andrew has been waiting on the line. Hey, Andrew. I'm glad we got you in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I basically disagree with just about everything the previous caller said, and it's a lot of the old adage. I mean, there's some decent points in there, but, I mean, studies that pretty much have proven that alcohol is ultimately the gateway drug. It's all the old same adage. I mean, I know tons of people who have ruined their lives from alcohol. When it comes down to it, marijuana has a lot of positive benefits, but it's also a substance. People don't know cheese has been found to be just as addicting as heroin. People argue against marijuana legalization, but they smoke cigarettes and drink coffee and eat fast food all the time. So, I mean, I think we're just inevitably still in this kind of fence where people just don't really know what it's about because we've been told we've been told how it's so bad for us and it leads to this, it leads to that. But no one really knows the reason behind it, why it was criminalized in the first place.
Andrew, good call.
I don't know why
it was criminalized in the first place.
So I actually wrote a paper. I'll make this fast. I wrote a paper in college. Essentially, the second man in charge of the prohibition, he realized that people were going to get their alcohol, and it was a failing excursion. He hopped on the board. He called his guy who had the number one newspaper in the company, and most people don't know that hemp is a derivative from the plant, and you don't have to get THC, but that was going to severely take over the newspaper and the trucking industry, the logging industry. So they hopped on, they put it out that it was all Mexican immigrants coming, bringing in this crazy weed. People jumped on board and said no, and they still shoved that down our throats today.
What year was this?
30s?
It was around the Prohibition era.
Okay.
The end of it. I'm not 100%.
That's interesting that we were anti-Mexican immigrants even back then.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
Andrew, that's so interesting. I'm so glad you called, and I'm glad you used the paper that you wrote in college to educate us.
Thank you, Andrew.
I got an A on the paper.
Good, good for you. I love it. That's great.
Man.
I love that.
I remember I
wrote a paper on Disney princesses when I was in college somehow.
Disney princesses? Really?
I did. Andrew learned a lot more than
I remember some of those old ads about devil weed and, you know, you're going to go crazy if you smoke this stuff.
Speaking of ads, have you heard this? Oh, where Dan says I'm going to. He's the master of the tease. There are ads about weed. And we are late. Let's take a break. I'll play you the ad when we come back. And I promise more calls. 651-989-9226. Dan, Sarah, Bob, we see you. We'll take you after the break.
I think everybody's agreed we want to keep pot, legal or otherwise, out of the hands of young people. One of our texters says, the Mayo Clinic doctor told us there were over 600 studies linking pot use and psychosis in teenagers.
Wow.
Our daughter had symptoms of schizophrenia from pot use. Thanks to Mayo psychologists, we figured it out before it did permanent damage to her mental health.
And I think when you take a medicine, and, you know, this is an herb. This is something that grows from the ground, like St. John's wort or any kind of mineral or vitamin. When you take something and you are immunocompromised or you have a disposition to something or something is medically altered in your makeup, you may not react the way that the general public would react.
Right.
And oftentimes, I mean, thankfully, the Mayo Clinic diagnosed this young woman. I hope she got the help that she needed. But not every herb, organic, medicine, pharmaceutical is going to react the same way in everybody.
Your results may vary.
Marijuana is no different.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, but it is for some people. Sarah's been waiting on the line in St. Paul. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Jor's a little high right now.
No.
Other than that,
totally sober. Totally sober.
Sorry. No,
yeah,
she's not.
I think it should be legalized. Only because we moved here 3 years ago from Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And it was legal there. And first, medicinal marijuana was legal. And then they legalized recreational.
You're breaking up
marijuana.
A little, Sarah. Talk right into the phone.
Yeah, Sarah, talk right into the phone. Are you moving? Mm-hmm. Are you in a vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'll pull over. I moved here from Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And they made so much money on recreational marijuana tax. They got to bring so many things back to the public schools from pre-K all the way up to senior high school that they had to remove.
Oh, wow.
They got to bring back the police helicopters that they had to sell.
Really?
Because they couldn't afford them. It was amazing. And this was in the first 6 months.
Wow.
In Colorado Springs.
Wow. I can see why Sarah's in favor of legalizing it here. Yeah, Sarah, we appreciate the call. Thanks for the education.
Thank
Anything
you,
else
Sarah.
You want to throw in before we let you go?
I don't think it's a gateway.
Okay.
I agree with what Paul said about addiction.
Mm-hmm.
If you're predisposed, right, genetically, and can we take tests now to see if we are genetically predisposed to substance abuse?
Dan's at Hopkins. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call.
Hey, great topic. What concerns me is people, I don't think, are really thinking this topic through, because if you're legalizing it, then in the minds of young people, then it's okay. And if they're going to get it from their parents and their older brothers and sisters at home, and they're going to be using it, I guarantee it.
Well, but they know alcohol's okay. Well, lots of parents keep alcohol in the house.
So I guess, why do we open up the floodgates? I mean, it's a slippery slope. And if I grow it in my backyard and sell it at the farmer's market, is that legal? Probably not.
Canada,
you know what I'm just saying?
And
then you'll have corporations advertising it and encouraging the use. And then the long-term ramifications to all of society. My son went to UMD for 1 year. All three of his roommates, all they could talk about was when they're going to smoke weed, and they smoked it all day. And it was the same when I was in junior high. Kids, that's all they could talk about. They weren't playing sports. They weren't doing well in school. And all they could think about was smoking weed.
All right,
so
Dan.
I guess I don't think it's a healthy thing at all for society.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
you.
Thank
you,
Dan. In Canada, you can cultivate up to 4 plants in your household.
But you can't sell that, right? I don't know that you can sell that. I
think
they have to buy it from a government.
You have to buy it in a specific retailer that's regulated by the provinces and territories.
That's right. But whatever you grow in your house, you can smoke on your own. Okay, the conversation continues. It's 5:33. Let's hit the news on CCO and back to talk about if we should have legalized weed in the United States.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
British Columbia, home to the most beautiful landscapes in the world. Home to mom and pop vineyards, hot springs, farmers markets, some of the world's best skiing, snowboarding, surfing, and mountain biking. We protect our rainforests and keep our air clean. In BC, we strike the right balance between nature and nurture. But did you know that for the last 30 years, BC has also been home to the finest cannabis in the world? BC Bud is world-renowned for its taste, aroma, and potency.
Taste, aroma, and potency. The cannabis grown in British Columbia.
Is this a preview of what's to come here?
Chamber of Commerce. Hey,
or look, not.
There's a marketing industry for that. Advertising agencies would be chomping at the bit probably to make commercials about marijuana. And in Canada, they're going to have the opportunity. Should it be the same here? Bill has graciously been waiting on the line in his car. Thanks for waiting, Bill.
Yeah, no problem. Couple things many things that come to mind because I've worked in that realm before. I have a friend of mine, state trooper in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And they are worried about the bottom coming out. They're making a lot of tax money right now, but he says as other states legalize it, they anticipate that revenue going down. They're also at the point that when you're 83% higher on the traffic accidents, yes, it is a lot more you're paying on insurance and the cost of inflation. Colorado right now is terribly expensive to live, even in downtown Denver for apartments. It's because everybody wants to move there, live there, and use the cannabis. I've been in areas where I was offered a job driving a forklift, and they cannot keep forklift drivers in warehouses because It's a safety-sensitive job that requires random drug screen. They're firing forklift drivers as fast as they can hire them. So where is this all going to hit the bottom? On my personal side, I've been involved with the hash oil, which is made out of the TCH from the marijuana. That is a process similar to the meth labs that flash, burn, and explode using different flammable chemicals. So there's that side of everything as well. It's, you know, it's just one thing after another. I understand through this friend of mine that the doctors are even not real comfortable with the medical marijuana side of it because the TCH and the different types of marijuana plants varies. And they're afraid that if they subscribe that as medical marijuana until they get to a stronger plant, that they could have other adverse effects from this. So some of the doctors aren't real comfortable from the medical side of it.
Yeah, that's probably a different issue. But Bill brings up a lot of interesting points about his friend who's a state trooper. You know, seeing some more accidents.
Right.
I hear you. And yes, you know, that is a problem with people not being able to pass the drug test to get jobs. You know, working in a factory, working in a warehouse, a forklift driver is a skilled laborer. But, you know, that is a problem that and other side of that would say, well, you know, as long as they're not high on the job, you know, they might have it in their system. That's why they can't pass the drug test, because it's in their system from a few days ago or whatever. Maybe just don't drug test them. Then you'll keep the employees.
One of our listeners pointed out it's illegal now, except for medical.
Correct. Well, Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Yes. Right. So there is no regulation. If it's legalized and regulated, maybe you wouldn't have some of the issues with potency and side effects.
That's an interesting point.
I don't know, but
Devin's in Forest Lake. Jump in here, Devin.
Hey there.
Hey, Devin.
Yeah, so to me, the simple fact is that marijuana is no worse than alcohol. Every caller that has called in so far, literally the exact same thing could be said about alcohol, which is a drug. And, you know, even going down to psychosis from weed, you can get early onset dementia from alcoholism. Mm-hmm. It's no different.
Right.
The government, they shouldn't be telling me what I can really put into my body. As far as, like, an employer goes, you don't allow people to drink on the job. Just don't allow them to smoke weed on the job. You know, the drug testing that you're talking about, what if they alcohol tested them? Mm-hmm. You know, how many people would be let go because of that? That's just kind of my thoughts on it.
Great. And Devin, I'm really glad we got you in. I think they're all good thoughts. And all good thoughts on both sides of the argument. This is why we have these conversations, to expand our consciousness about what our opinion is of it.
But that money is going to be irresistible, Jordana. They're talking about $5.5 billion in federal revenue and an additional $1.5 billion in state and local revenues if it's legalized. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, follow the money.
Well, we're not giving away money, but we are giving away Fleetwood Mac tickets. We're going to take a break right now, and when we get back from the break, we will entertain you with some stories and give away some Fleetwood Mac tickets. It is 5:47. That is a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Wicks and Jewelers explore expanded collections from the top luxury watch brands at Wicks and Jewelers Watch Fair on October 26th and 27th. Congratulations to Lou and Edina. Lou, you're our winner for Fleetwood Mac.
Well done, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Who are you taking? Are you taking Jordana?
Yeah.
No. I already have someone to take.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't need me.
I'm taking my gal.
Oh, are you a big fan?
Oh, I'm a huge fan since the 1970s. Well, I've been to a few other concerts.
We're so glad we could help you out. Lou and his gal are going to see Fleetwood Mac.
Have fun, Lou.
Enjoy, Lou. We didn't get a chance to do Beyond the Headlines today just because we had so much news and so many calls, which we love, so we'll keep that up. But we had some fun ones that we came across.
You know, when you're writing a receipt, let me just mention this story. North Carolina, there's a Wendy's that in Gastonia, North Carolina, that just fired an employee who wrote the word chubby on the receipt of somebody who just placed an order. Jimmy Hsu was the customer. He says he went to this Wendy's, ordered two sandwiches, provided his name clear as day. But then he noticed on the receipt that his name was listed as Chubby, which obviously an attempt to make fun of his weight. He says another employee then hesitantly called out Chubby to alert him the order was ready and the restaurant patrons laughed.
Oh.
He says he was embarrassed and left, later contacting Wendy's corporate.
Oh, poor guy.
The person that did that was rightfully fired. Reminds me, I was working at McDonald's, my second job in Lancaster, and this New Yorker, and I was taking the money. I was on what they call the window, taking the money for the orders.
Yeah, we're familiar with drive-through windows, Paul.
And he was messing with me. He said, no, I ordered extra mustard. No, I said no mustard. And this went back and forth 10 minutes. He was just
a jerk.
He was a jerk. And at one point, and I'm not proud of this, but full transparency, I said, sir, would you please go to hell? And the manager, I could see the manager reaching over going, no! And they didn't fire me for some strange reason, but they put me back on fries and then making the burgers, and I learned a lesson. So,
well,
and I'm not proud of that
jerk.
Story. Well, he was, yeah, but I should have handled it, could have handled it much better than that.
And you didn't lose your job.
I said, please.
Oh, that's classic. That's classic. Well, here's a fun one that we found. Well, it's unfortunate for the woman. A woman who was apparently left paralyzed after being catapulted from her super king bed during sex is suing the bed supplier for $1.3 million. Claire suffered a spinal cord injury after she fell from the super king size double divan while changing positions. She says she was in the middle of a sex act when she changed positions. She said she spun around, the bed gave way, she fell off and landed on her head. She was catapulted,
she says,
off the edge of the bed. And of course, the bed maker says it was not their fault, and clearly she just fell off during her activity. But we hope that Claire feels
I'm amazed that
soon.
You're reading that story.
That's great. If you have a sprained ankle, you better use I was catapulted off the bed during sex, because that's a story.
I'm writing this down. We'll catch you tomorrow on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.